Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you have reached Lilydale Radio. This is your host, John White, host of Journeys of the Light. Well, welcome everybody to the broadcast of Lilydale Radio. Well, how is your day going so far? It's been a beautiful day here in Lilydale. Fall is a very beautiful season with all the different colors and all the leaves. Well, Lilydale Radio is one of four shows that you have here in Lilydale. And Lilydale is very active during the season, particularly in the summertime. So if you want to more things about Lilydale, New York, put lilydaleassembly.com on the internet, lilydaleassembly.com, and you'll find out more about all the beautiful programs that are going on here. I see we already have some phone people that are phoning in, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. So Lilydale is the largest spiritualist community in the world, and we love to talk about the different forms of mediumship, intuition, healing, and all the other new thoughts and new age subjects, okay? And we also love to talk about what is called natural law, because we do believe that all the universe actually works on natural law. So let's start off by just saying a simple poem by Marianne Williams, and perhaps we'll get right to the phone. Okay, so our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be, intuitive, creative, and intelligent? Well, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. You're playing small to serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your fears, which is felt, false evidence appearing real, your very presence automatically liberates others. So again, welcome to Lilydale Radio, Journeys of the Light. Right now, actually, in the town of Lilydale, there is a healing service going on. So every Wednesday at the Healing Temple, I believe from 7:30 to 9:30, there is at the Healing Temple, you can go sit in front of healers, and also they give intuitive impressions. So no, spiritualism is a science and a philosophy of religion of continuous life. And here at Lilydale, what we do is that we help you become what is known as intuitively literate. That means we help you to understand how the intuitive mind works and how to work with the intuitive mind. And so the master teachers have said, you know, these things that we do, you can do also. And so we can do some of those things that the master teachers have done. One of the master teachers, I guess you could say, is Einstein. And Einstein said, the intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgotten the gift. But here at Lilydale, we teach you how to become intuitively literate. Now, meditation is one of, obviously, the foundations of developing your intuition. Because when you meditate, you go to the same place that you go to when you're asleep at night, but you're wide awake at the same time. So you awaken your intuitive brain. And as you are awakening your intuitive brain, basically what is happening is that you are being able to awaken the different gifts of your own spirit. Okay, so if you'd like to phone in the show, and maybe we can tune into some of your situations, and if you'd like to talk about your mystical or spiritual experiences, you are more than welcome to do that. But the call-in number is 818-739-8818. I'll say that again, 818-739-8818. So let's see who we have on the line here. Hello, you're on Billy Dale Radio. How can I help you?
Hi, John. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding the sale of my home. It's currently on the market for sale. And, you know, just wondering what you see around me getting an offer. There have been a few people that have been very interested, but haven't actually made a formal offer. And just wondering what you see around this.
Okay, well, let's, in order for me to get a focus, you can say the address of your home, if that's okay with you, and I can, so I can go visit it, and then we can take it from there. So where is this home exactly?
This is in Northern California. I could give you the house number. It's 575.
Yes, yes, go ahead, do that. Say that again.
Yes, 575.
Okay. Well, I hope it sells before January, but my mind goes to the month of January. Now, let me tell you how we're doing this, first of all. How I get things is that I look at, if you're trying to tell time, I look at the times of the season. So we look at Mother Nature. I felt it was in, I felt it was in mid-January that was going on. I also get a feeling there'll be a lot of negotiating going back and forth. Okay. I get a feeling that, is it true that your house needs a little bit of work?
No, actually, it's basically move-in ready.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes when people are buying a home, they also try to find things that are a problem so they can bring down the price. Okay.
Right.
But I get a feeling there'll be a lot of negotiating going on. Again, the only thing I can do is watch the pictures. That's how I could be objective. And I seem to be in mid-January, then when the sale really seems to be going through. Okay.
So that may possibly means that I could get an offer below before that. It's just maybe.
Well, it's possible.
Could it potentially be that I'm moving in January, actually, or?
Okay, let me try that again. Now let me try something else. Do you have an agent that's using? Who's your agent?
I have an agent. Yes, you need her name or initials?
Yeah, give her initials. I'll try to go into her mind. It helps me to focus.
Okay, initial is JWM.
Okay. I still get the month of January. It won't change. Okay? That's what I get.
Okay. All right,
thanks, honey. Thank you. Okay, you're on Lilydale Radio. Lilydale Radio is from downtown Lilydale, New York. And we're talking to a young lady in California, and actually people from all over North America are listening to the show. And the show is also heard in Australia and also in England. And this is Bobcast Radio, and you're here on with John White, and we're going to take another call.
Hi, thank you for taking
Hello.
My call.
Okay, how can I help you?
My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay.
And I'm looking to align with a long-term love partner, and I was wondering if you could give me any clarity on this man, like any clues on when or what he looks like. Or.
Okay. Now, have you called in with this question before?
No. This is the first time I've ever called your show.
Okay. Okay, well, let me just say your name and I'll see what I can do. What is your name, please?
My name is Dion.
Okay, good. Let me just see what I get here. Okay. Well, I have to follow the picture. There's a reason for this unusual question. You go to the gym and work out. Do you do some type of dance exercise in the gym?
Yeah, I'm on my way to dance class right now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Because I saw a guy looking at you and he was interested. Oh, my God. Okay, just a moment here now. Anyways, I saw you in a gym class. It was like a dancing. And I had a feeling that that's where you would meet this person. Okay. Now, let me say something. You know, if you're asking for the perfect person to come into your life, honey, I don't know if that exists, okay? All I'm trying to say to you is that you're asking for a relationship. I saw you at a dance class, and I'm trying to figure out where you would meet them, and I felt you would meet them at a dance class, and that's as far as I can get with that, okay? The good news is he feels like he's normal. Now, that's good, you know. And I feel as though he's actually very intelligent. Yeah, like I'm in his left brain, which is the rational brain, and I feel he's very intelligent. So that's what I get. Okay, honey, thank you for calling. Okay, you're speaking to John White, and here we are in Lilydale, New York, at the largest spiritualist community in the world. And in Lilydale, we love to have you come to different classes, so that we can teach you how to develop your own intuition. Intuition is something that we can learn. It's just like there is something called academic intelligence, and there's something called emotional intelligence and physical intelligence. There's spiritual and also intuitive intelligence. And we're specifically talking about intuitively intelligence. And intuitively intelligence basically goes with those five modalities of being clairvoyant, which means being able to intuitively see, being clairaudient, which means intuitively hear, smelling and tasting. There's a funny word, it's called clairgustience, which means smelling and tasting intuitively. And then we also have what is known as clairsentience, when we feel intuitively. And so we all have those modalities. Now, some of you may say, well, I'm not very good at visualizing. How can I become clairvoyant? Well, listen, I want to talk about mindfulness just for a few moments. You can't talk without visualizing. Like, for instance, if I were to say to you, oh, I'm on my way to your house. My GPS is down. What is the color of your house? What color is the roof? What color is the front of the house? Is there any cars in the driveway? What is the color of the house next door? So in order for you to describe that back to me, you would have what is known as a visual recall, and then you would describe what those things are that I asked you. Now, we can't talk without being visual because our brain thinks in pictures. And so being intuitive is learning how to observe our pictures. For instance, when I just asked you what the color of your house was, that's called visual recall. That means that information is already in you and you're just recalling it. But you're using your visualization in order to recall it. Now, how you develop your intuition intuitively is there's something called guided imagery meditations. I'll say that again. Guided imagery meditations is that, let me give an example. Einstein said that imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And if you use your imagination, you'll be able to wake up your intuitive genius. So, for instance, why don't you imagine yourself walking along a beach? And are you there by yourself, or do you sense that there's other people there with you on the beach? What do you feel the temperature is on the beach? Now, use your imagination. What do you feel the temperature is on the beach? Do you smell any aromas or fragrances while you're on the beach? Can you hear anything like seagulls or people talking in the distance? If you were to put your hands in the water, is it warm or cool? If you taste the water, if you're by the ocean, does it taste a little salty? See, well, this is using your imagination in order to open up your intuition. And we teach people how to do those very specific things to open up that part of the brain. Now, of course, when we learn how to meditate, we get to use a different part of our brain, and we get to use it in a very special way. And so once upon a time, there were some people who believed that being intuitive is something that only some people have. Well, the good news, if you have the right side of your brain, you're intuitive. You know, realize at one time, when only a few people knew how to read and write, everybody else thought they were special. Well, they were superstitious about it. And that's why people still have this superstition. But being intuitive is a natural part of your brain. You know, Steve Jobs, for instance, used his intuition, okay, and his beautiful imagination, which was inspired in India, by the way, also, to come up with those beautiful things that he came up with his imagination. And so was Einstein. So a lot of the people in the world that actually have gotten something that has changed the world, they got it through their intuition. They're able to use their imagination. And so I want to try to inspire you to start practicing guided imagery meditations, that will help you. Well, you know, we're going to go back to the phone line just for a moment, and we're going to try this number right here. Hello, can I help you? Are you still there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi?
Yes?
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Okay. Is this the first-time caller?
This is Stacy Niedenthal.
Pardon me?
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How can we help you tonight?
You and I met at Lilydale just the other day, and you had asked me to call in.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Well, why don't you tell us a little – I'm excited. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, which is down from Gettysburg. I am a medium, spiritual healer, shaman, have been for quite a few years, but just kind of coming into my own right now, and I'm working on a book.
Oh, what's the name of your book?
Well, I'm still up in the air with the name in the book, but it's basically The Tears Are Just Memories. So it's dealing with death and dying.
Okay. Now, what inspired you to write this a book like that?
Well, ever since I was small, I always said I was going to write a book and just wasn't sure what it was going to be. But having dealt with so many people who come to me to connect with their loved ones on the other side, I now view death and grief a totally different way. And it's just one of those things, instead of what you've lost, remembering what you had.
Remember what you had. That's beautiful. Okay. You know, I'm a medium because here I am at Lilydale, and that's what we do. You know, we communicate with people who have passed on, and we also try to help people who have lost somebody. Okay, but we also teach people that no one's lost; they're just living in another place. And me personally, is that. My faith in the afterlife is not something that I read out of a book somewhere or what some teacher told me. You know, I've had visions, probably just like you, about people who have passed on. And so I've talked to my brother who's passed on, my aunt, my cousin, my friends. So that's where my faith comes from. So my faith isn't empty. It's because of what I experienced. Maybe you can share with us something that has helped you with your faith about life after life.
Well, I'll tell you, when my mom was ill and when she was getting ready to cross over, I had told her, you know, you better send me messages that are so obvious that I know that it's you. And she just kind of smiled and she said, "Tricks, I love practical jokes." And I thought, oh my goodness, the spirit world is going to trick me. So when I got the call that she had passed, I was driving up to the house, and we live, I mean, it's farm country all around us, but I had the windows down, and I got this large, fragrant scent of flowers, and my mom was an avid gardener. And as soon as I smelled the flowers, and I'm like, okay, Mom, I know that's you, all of a sudden, all I could smell was cow pasture. And it was knowing that she had put that little prank in there, because a few seconds later, the flowers came back. And it was just...
How beautiful.
It was beautiful and funny and just, you know, it was just the perfect, I don't know how you want to say that, but to me, that was her perfect goodbye, you know?
Okay, wow.
A little bit of a trick in there.
So your mother came to you with a very specific aroma, right?
Yes, exactly.
Now, in your tuition, this may be, I'm a teacher, so I always love to ask, I'm always inquisitive how people learn. What do you feel as though your strongest modality is? Is it seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting? What is your strongest modality when you're picking up intuition?
It's the knowing.
Knowing, okay.
I just know.
Good.
I just know.
You just know.
Sometimes I see, sometimes I hear, sometimes I feel, but it's just the knowing. They show me pictures in my mind, and I just say whatever. I just talk because I just know what I need to say.
Okay. Now, when people come to you, do you know when people come to me, we talk about life after life, but do you consider yourself a psychic and a medium, or a psychic or a medium? Or is that a trick question?
I can, you know, I don't like to put it in a box.
Okay.
I do feel like I'm a psychic medium spiritualist. I stand firm, and I know that God is going to give me what I need when I need it. So sometimes I'm clairaudient, sometimes I'm clairvoyant, sometimes I'm, you know what I mean? It's just,
yes.
I am what I need to be when I need to be it.
Okay. Now, you know, Lilydale is an educational place, and sometimes we like to ask people, like, what are your disciplines, or what are the rituals that you do as an individual, because there's people listening from all over the place that maybe you can help to inspire them. So what do you do to get yourself in tune, or is it sporadic, or you do have a specific ritual or discipline that you do?
I do kind of have a specific discipline or ritual that I do. You know, I'll sage myself and I will open up my chakras. And it's kind of like a prayer that I do that, you know, I open up my crown so that I can receive. I open up my third eye so that I may see with clarity. I open up my throat chakra so that I may speak in truth. Open up my heart chakra so when I'm speaking in love. My sacral, my solar plexus, so I'm connecting to the relationships on the other realm. And then, of course, that I'm very well grounded. So I say that before my client comes in, and I meditate on their name and the month and the day of their birth.
Okay.
And then when they come in, I just set my intention. And then when I set my intention, kind of telling them who I am and how I have spirit come in from my right, and my angels come in from my left, because it was hard for me to discern who was talking to me when I first started hearing. So I said, okay, if you were spirit, pull me to the right. If you're an angel, pull me to the left. And so, you know, that's, I explain that to my clients. And once I finish explaining that, that's when spirit knows I'm open to channel and let's get started.
Okay. Now, you know, sometimes we're aware of some of the spirit guides that we have that help us, and sometimes we're not. We just, you know, do you have a specific spirit guide that helps you sometimes, or is there several, or an angel that you want to talk about?
Well, I mean, Archangel Michael is always around me, but I've got a spirit guide, Selma. And then Enoch is also one of my ascended masters that is around me a good bit. But I'll tell you, what what is interesting for anyone who might be starting to open up. When I first started to open and knew that I had this, I kept seeing this Native American, just the headdress, but I couldn't visualize the face. It was just the headdress.
Okay.
That felt very familiar to me. And I went to a Soul Seekers meeting, and, you know, we just sat and talked, and I explained this to them. And they said, oh, this could be one of your spirit guides. And I thought, oh, okay, didn't really think about that. And as I'm driving down the mountain coming in from Gettysburg, this Native American in his huge headdress all of a sudden was right in my face, and I could see his face. Well, I called my son and asked him to bring a picture of his grandfather's wedding. And this was my ex-father-in-law. I didn't have any of those pictures. So when my ex-father-in-law married my mother-in-law, he was dressed in a Native American headdress, and it was him.
Oh, wow.
And it was so cool that, you know, he came to me because I was very close to him in this world, that when I was opening up to spirit, and of course I was a little afraid of the unknown, that he would be the person that would guide me through it. Now, he's not around too much anymore. I guess he's handed me off. But I was just so amazed that he would be the one that would be there. And I laughed to myself because his name was Bob. And I'm like, I have a spirit guide named Bob. Of course. You know?
Okay. Well, do you want to say your name so everybody knows who we're talking to? Because people are listening. But again, give us your name again.
Okay, my name is Stacy Niedenthal.
And you're a practicing medium, is that true?
I am, and I do have a Facebook page that is Connecting to Spirit with Stacy.
Okay, if you want to give your phone number out, you can do that.
Absolutely.
Or your website. Why don't you go ahead and do
I don't
that.
Have a website yet. That's still in the process, but my phone number is 717-552-1840.
Okay, and you're being inspired to write a book.
Yes.
Now, are you the young lady that I gave a reading to the other day?
I am.
Okay, I read for so many people. Don't mind
me.
No,
I understand. I understand 100%.
Okay. Now, I remember, is that true when I talked to you that I did feel that there was North American Native people around you? Did we talk about that?
Yes, we did.
Okay, yeah, because it all came back when you said your grandfather. And let me just say something. You know, when we first get involved with this, Stacy, when we first get involved with this work, sometimes some of our ancestors come around us to help us and inspire us, and then some other teachers come in. So I'm not surprised at all that your grandfather were to be one of the first people to come in, kind of like to introduce you to the spirit world and to get you started. Okay. Well, Stacy, how do you feel? Well, somebody else is going to phone in. I never know what they're going to ask, but why don't you do this with me, okay? So stay on the line. Maybe we can both help this person at the same time, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the air with John White, and we have a visiting medium, Stacy, in the background. Who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you, John?
Okay. What is your question? What would you like us to talk about tonight?
I'm on the same subject. I'm wondering, like, how to pursue, or like when you know you're ready to pursue going through like meditation and classes and stuff like that there.
Okay. Stacy, say your name again, young lady.
My name is Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
So, Stacy, why don't you talk to Ellie and talk a little bit about Ellie? Can you hear Stacy?
Yes. Can you hear me? Okay, great.
Yes.
Good. Well, before I had opened up to spirit, I was having panic attacks and anxiety attacks, and I couldn't stay home, and I couldn't leave the home, and didn't feel like I was ever alone. It was just, I didn't understand what was going on. And honestly, I went to my doctor and said to him, you need to test me for schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, something, because something's not right. I'm hearing voices, I'm seeing things, and something's going on. And he had told me that I didn't have schizophrenia, and I did the counseling and did the medications and all that, but I went to a medium who described my panic attacks and everything that was happening to me. And she said, spirit is really knocking on your door, and you either need to open up and shut it down. So I had a long conversation with God about that and said, if this is what you want me to do, you've got to show me signs. You've got to lead me in the right direction. And I need to be able to understand it or question it to the point that I understand it. And boy, did he show me signs. And once I opened up and I found a mentor and took a couple classes, I don't have panic attacks anymore. I don't deal with that anymore because spirit was trying to talk to me. But if you start to meditate and you ask for answers and you listen, you will get them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've been having panic attacks since I was little. I used to go running out of the bed every night for years now. It just slowed down somewhat, and I see spirits at nighttime, like clear as day, like my mother and everybody. But I've been having like a block lately, kind of, so I really haven't seen anyone in a while. But, so I've been going back and forth with this. Like, do I take the classes? Do I not? Because it's been, I wake up with bad migraines. And I remember all my, all the dreams the next morning, every bits and pieces. And, So, I guess.
Well, I've always been a true believer that we can never learn too much. So if you feel like, should I take the classes, that would be me saying, you should take the classes. Otherwise, you'd be going, I'm not taking those classes. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just the fear of, how do I start this? And what class do I take? It's just the fear of the unknown. So just start with one class. Don't try and figure all of it out all at once. Just take one class. This feels comfortable. This feels good. I'm understanding it. Let's try a second class afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're questioning, should I? To me, that means yes, you should. Otherwise, you'd be going, I'm not taking any classes. You know what I mean?
No. I've been going back and forth. And I've seen a bunch of mediums, and they all tell me that I should be doing, doing what they're doing. But I just haven't pursued.
So what are you afraid of?
I don't know.
What's stopping you?
Because I figured, like, the same way you're going to see the good, you're going to see the bad.
Okay.
Okay, let's stop there. Listen.
Okay.
I'm going to say something, but don't misunderstand this. I'm not trying to be funny. Just because you're dead, it doesn't mean you know a lot, okay? I'll say that again. Just because you're dead, or just because you're on the other side of life, it doesn't mean you know a lot, okay? So really, I don't believe in bad spirits. There are people who are confused that are living in the world, and when they pass on, some of them are still confused, okay? But if you raise your vibration up, the ones that are so-called bad, they're not going to be interested in you. They're not interested in you. So as long as you follow the light. But again, people have to remember, just because people have passed on, it doesn't mean they know a lot, okay? But if you, like attracts light, if you bring up your light, if you use meditation, bring up your light, then you'll only attract the good, Okay. So thank you for phoning to Stacey and I tonight. Okay. God bless you, honey. Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Ellie.
Okay. So when I was talking to you, are you the young lady that was doing some type of pilot show or radio or TV show?
A television show that's coming up, yes.
Okay. Are you allowed to talk about that a little bit, or do you want to talk about that?
Yes, it basically is a talk show.
Okay. And what type of talk show is it?
Well, it's Connecting the Spirit with Stacey. It's
okay.
On WBGR out of it's like in the Baltimore area. I can't think Langham, Maryland. And it's internet as well as Netflix and Fire Stick. But what it is, I will just be basically talking about what happens when you die. I'll be talking
okay.
about mediumship. And it'll be that education, because a lot of people, which I know you've come in contact with, we all do, you know, they think, oh my gosh, you're a medium, you're evil. You're, you know, and it's the education to let them know, you know what, it's not for everyone, but I deal in love and light. I help heal a lot of people or bring healing to people, and this
okay.
is what I do. So it's kind of the education of what I do as a medium, the, you know, the mentorship that I do, as well as, you know, the spiritual healings and things like that as well. So it's just a talk show of education of what I have experienced in the spirit world, because it's different for everyone.
Okay, good. So why don't you give us one more time how people who are listening can get in touch with you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, tell us your
oh, okay.
Your phone number is right here, but I want people to hear
okay.
from you and how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. All right. So on my Facebook, you can go to Connecting to Spirit with Stacey, and it's Stacey. I have a group as well as a page. My phone number is 717-552-1840. And I do have email address as well, which is connectingtospiritwithstacey@gmail.com.
Okay. Thanks very much for joining us tonight, Stacey. Really appreciate
you
talking.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Okay.
My
see
pleasure.
You soon. Thank you. Good luck
All
on
right.
your show.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We were just talking to Stacey, who is another medium, and she's going to have her own show soon, very soon. Well, I think we have somebody by the name of Joyce Kelly on the other line. I don't know if she's there or not. Is that you, Joyce Kelly?
Why, it is me, John Light.
Okay, there's a little bit of an echo. Yeah, but you must be in the car, right?
Yeah.
There's an echo.
Okay.
Okay, good. So Joyce, tell us a little bit about yourself, because, you know, we're kind of starting a new season. Joyce, you taught yoga all summer, and you have a thing in facial yoga, right? Stop moving things around, because it's coming very loud.
I'm actually not
Joyce?
Moving anything, but I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, but every time you move,
you
it's a loud click. Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm actually not moving at all, but let me try changing this.
Better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you. Okay.
Yes,
so,
I teach yoga for psychic and spiritual development at Lilydale. And, you know, of course, John, you and I were in the same yoga teacher training course in India a couple years back. And, you know, of course, a lot of the spiritual lessons that we learned over there, you know, similar to what we learned in the United States, but, you know, it gets a little bit deeper, especially because a lot of people here in the U.S., you know, when they take yoga, it's a purely a physical pursuit with a little bit of namaste at the end and maybe a little touch of meditation. But, you know, as we talked about before, all the meditation and breathing techniques, those are spiritual pursuits, and the side effect of that a lot of times is spiritual psychic unfoldment and the gifts of mediumship. And so that's one of the things that I teach. And, of course, the Ayurvedic facial yoga, which, you know, I also learned over in India when in Rishikesh, and when I met this woman who was, she had gotten into a nasty car accident and she really damaged her face and the doctors couldn't fix it. And she was kind of enmeshed into that, you know, Western medicine because she was a nurse. She was a nurse in Great Britain. And basically she healed her own face using, you know, some yogic techniques that she learned. And so every once in a while she comes down from her spiritual pursuits in the Himalayas and she teaches this workshop. So I was fortunate enough to be able to take it with her. So those are the summertime workshops that I do. But, of course, I also do different healing work, including with the John of God crystal healing bed and Qigong. So, yeah. And, of course, lately I've been up to opening up my brand-new guest house here in Lilydale, the Aurora House. So that's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. It is exciting. And, you know, Susan B. Anthony, for those of you who are listening, Susan B. Anthony, who was very much part of the suffrage movement, used to stay there. Tell us a little bit about that, Joyce.
Well, you know, that's one of the really cool things about Lilydale that doesn't always get talked about. I mean, Lilydale has such an amazing history. Aside from spiritualism, Lilydale was part of the women's suffrage movement. And, of course, anyone who's been here may have heard that one of the very first places women were allowed to speak publicly was in Lilydale, as well as Chautauqua Institution, but Lilydale was first. Chautauqua was a little bit more closed, but Lilydale's first president, or I'm not sure if it was the first president period or the first female president, she owned the house that I now run as the guest house, the Aurora House, Abby Louise Pettengill, and she was good friends with Susan B. Anthony. And when Susan B. Anthony would come to visit, she would stay with different friends, and sometimes she would stay with Abby. And they would stay up to the wee hours of the morning planning their suffragette movement and the things that they would say. And so it was very active. And, in fact, Susan B. Anthony was not really that interested in spiritualism, but they did talk her into connecting with the world of spirit. But, unfortunately, it wasn't someone she wanted to hear from. So she just kind of told him to buzz off, and just like you've experienced before, John, people come for readings and they don't hear from the person they don't want to hear from.
Well, I think Susan B. Anthony had a strong mind. She was the wrong person.
Focused.
Yeah.
Well, she would say, from my understanding, what she would say to people when they wanted to talk about spiritualism is that, you know, she had a high regard for it, but she was more focused on the here and now and changing the world, you know, the physical world. So, like, you know, she's focused on that. But anyway,
okay.
Yeah, that has quite a history. And, you know, maybe sometime, you know, you can come on over and see if you can feel her still with us.
Okay.
What do you think
about
that?
Lilydale was started by Freak. I would love to. Lilydale was started by Unitarian. They call themselves Unitarian people, and they were actually free thinkers, okay? And so, you know, one time in history in America, one in every 10th person in America was considered a spiritualist or was interested in spiritualism. And we go way back to the time of Lincoln. Lincoln and his wife were spiritualists. Actually, I remember being a Canadian, that one of the prime ministers during the Second World War in Canada was also a spiritualist, and they would go to the White House in America here, and they would have seances. So that's a little bit about America that a lot of people don't really know. Well, Joyce, I'd like to thank you for calling in, and sometimes Joyce is the co-host of this show. So thank you, Joyce, for calling in. Okay? I'll speak to you later.
Yeah, I'm the producer. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, so you're with John White here, and we're doing the Journeys of the Light.
Now, we have a little time left, so let's talk about natural law, because spiritualists believe in natural law. So here's some of the basic natural laws. That there's no such thing as your mind and my mind and God's mind. There's only one mind. And we all live and move and have our being in it. And then in the universal mind, then what happens is that we can communicate with each other. So for instance, if it's true that there's no such thing as your mind, my mind and God's mind, there's only one mind and we all live and move and have our being in it. See, within that mind, we can communicate. And so the next natural law is the ability to communicate with other dimensions. So here's a little poem that kind of describes that. Without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. Without looking out of my window, I can know the ways of heaven. Arrive without traveling. Do all without doing. No need to leave your room. Remain seated at your desk and listen. Do not even listen. Be still and mindful, and the world will offer itself freely. It has no other choice. It will lay its ecstasy at your feet. And then, so within the mind of God, we can communicate with each other. So without going out of my door, I can know all things on earth. For instance, for those of you who heard of a man by the name of Edgar Cayce, he was known as a medical intuitive. And you could say someone's name to him. It doesn't matter where they lived in the world. And he could go visit them in his mind and do a health reading on them. And then later on years, the American and the Russian government were involved in something called remote viewing. And sometimes the police and the different detectives do hire different mediums and psychics, because some of them are actually very good at helping to find lost people. And then the next natural law is it's all energy, that's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. Okay, so we have Joyce back on the line. Sorry, we didn't mean to cut you off, Joyce. Joyce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Okay.
Hi.
So we were just talking about the natural and natural laws and mediumship. And Joyce, what is the first time you came to Lilydale?
Actually, I came to Lilydale for the first time. I think it was either 2011. I came to take a class with Ann Gaiman, one of the most gifted mediums that, probably of our lifetime.
Okay. And actually, we all love Ann Gaiman, and we actually, Joyce and I actually bought some things from Ann Gaiman's house. She just basically kind of, we're kind of retired right now, and we have some beautiful things in our home from her. And Ann Gaiman actually lived in Virginia, Washington, D.C., with her husband, Wayne. And Ann Gaiman actually used to read for a lot of the different senators and people in Washington. So what is your first experience with Ann? Do you remember any very specific story with Ann, Joyce, that you would like to share with us?
Well, let me just start by saying, the whole way that I discovered Ann was through a book, The Priest and the Medium. And it talks about her relationship with Wayne, because Wayne was a Jesuit priest. And, of course, she was a medium who started out as a Mennonite, right? Not Amish, but Mennonite. And so she had these gifts from the start, and she left home at an early age, and she started developing this mediumship. And so the book goes back and forth with Wayne's story and with Anne's story, and they both have really amazing stories. But I thought to myself, I need to take classes with this woman, and I could not believe that she's teaching locally. And that was happening in about a few weeks, and so the timing was just perfect. So she was teaching a week-long class. And one of the things, John, that she liked to talk about, actually, was how she enjoys having discussions with skeptics, which surprised me. But she really enjoyed explaining to them what mediumship was, and that it's not conflicting with biblical teachings, but which of course she had a pretty strong background in. So that was really surprising to me. But also one thing that was kind of interesting too was a person that she said had come to attack her in a parking lot, and she used some kind of, I don't know if you know this story, but she kind of used some metaphysical technique to prevent him from attacking her, and she ended up working with him and helping him. You know, so it's amazing what spirit can do sometimes, turn people's lives around, you know?
Okay, yeah, that's amazing. And actually, they used to, I forget the name, she used to go do readings for some king and queen off in some country. Do you remember the name of the country?
Was it Bahrain? Or
yes. Let's say that
Bahrain,
again.
Maybe?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yes, she used to go there and read for the king and queen of that country. And actually, you know, here at Lilydale, there's people from all walks of life that come here. And there have been kings and queens that have come here. Actually, Joyce, I remember, I read for a prince one time. I'm trying to remember what country
Norway,
he was
prince
from.
Of
Norway, yes, the Prince of Norway. And I read for him one time. And he was very, very interested in this whole metaphysical, spiritual field. And actually, it was filmed and it was put on their TV. And actually, you know, I saw a program many years ago, and maybe for those of you who are interested, it's called The Presidents and Their Mediums, or The Presidents of the United States and Their Mystics, because most of the presidents basically had their mediums and mystics come and help to inspire them. It's not known by a lot of people, but it is actually a fact, just like the royal family in England. You know, spiritualism is actually very big in England, I think. And over the last several years, we've had a lot of different British mediums that come here and work. But the royal family has always been very much interested in mediumship. And Joyce, what is the name of that lady that comes, that medium that comes here that we all love?
Oh, Mavis Patilla.
Yeah, say it again, Mavis. Say her last name.
Patilla, with a P as in Peter, Mavis Patilla. She's a bunch of
okay.
YouTube videos.
She's a delightful person, delightful to hear, and through a lot of very humble, with a lot of wisdom, and very, very, very excellent. So if you hear her coming to Lilydale, please come and come and listen to this lady. And like Joyce was saying, that you could find her on YouTube. Okay, now.
Well, and that was a thing I wanted to point out, John, is that, you know, with as far as, you know, some of these really gifted mediums like Mavis and Ann Gaiman, one of the things that crossed my mind when I first decided I need to take a class with this woman is that, you know, these mediums aren't going to be available forever to learn from. And I wanted to be able to, I wanted to, you know, to learn while I had the opportunity to do so. And so I think that, you know, as the woman who called you earlier, Ellie was her name, was asking about should she take some classes, you know, sometimes we don't have forever to say yes. And sometimes we don't have forever to go ahead and learn those things and learn from the people, these gifted people. And, you know, so Jump on a chance when you can, while you can.
Okay, sounds like good advice. Okay, now we have a few more minutes left. So you're listening to John White and Joyce Kelly here on the Journeys of the Light radio show. We are one of four shows that are here in Lilydale. And I believe Celeste is the next show, and I believe it's at 10 o'clock, right? I wonder if I got that right, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And we also have two other shows that are here, too. Joyce, is there anything you want to say before we say goodbye to our people?
I just wanted to add something before the radio show ends. For anyone listening who is interested in psychic surgery, you might want to check out the Fellowship of the Spirit website, because there is a pretty renowned, I don't know if you call him, spiritual surgeon coming to Lilydale, I think this weekend. Steve, oh God, what is his last name? If you have that book with you. Steve Herman, I think, is his name. But if you look on the Fellowship of the Spirit website, I think that I'm going to be here this weekend.
And also, who's the minister that's coming the following weekend? Rocco Erica.
Sorry?
Rocco Erica is coming after him also in a little while at the Fellowships of the Spirit.
Yes, Rocco Erica, one of your all-time favorites. And, John, why do you love him so much?
Well, his mentor was George Lamsa. George Lamsa actually wrote the book. He didn't write the book. He translated the Bible into the Aramaic language. For those of you who don't know, Jesus spoke the Aramaic language. He didn't speak Greek or Italian. He spoke the Aramaic language. And for you to really understand the Bible in the words of Jesus and understand the idioms and puns, that is probably the clearest Bible that you could possibly read. And so Rafa Erico, who was George Lamsa's student, basically is here at the Fellowships of the Spirit, and he's definitely a person that you don't want to miss. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say I found the information. So if anyone's interested, it is this weekend is going to be Psychic Surgery and Beyond, Advanced Healing and Spirit Operations with Reverend Stephen Herman. That would be Saturday the 26th and Sunday the 27th. And then he's teaching another workshop on Monday. And there is a woman I should mention as well, Carolyn Lee, on Saturday, October 26th from 9 to 5, also teaching at the Fellowship, Amplify Your Abilities and Cultivate Your Life's Work. And now that's all day Saturday. And Rocco Erico is coming on November 2nd, and he's teaching a class called The Transforming Power of Jesus' Aramaic Teaching.
Beautiful. Now let's not forget, we have a few more moments, let's not forget one of my favorite teachers on Friday nights here in Lilydale. And what is her name?
That would be Judith Rochester, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That's right. She's an excellent teacher, and she has actually an excellent book. I'm holding it in my hands. It's called The Touch and To Touch the Soul and How to Become a Medium. Excellent, excellent. Okay, Joyce, we have just a few more seconds, so thank you. Okay. So let's just finish with this. You know, it's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would blow your mind. Thank you.